From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. According to congressional budget experts, the price tag of the Senate Finance Committee's proposed health care overhaul plan will be $829 billion over the next 10 years. The Congressional Budget Office also said today it projects the latest version of the bill will cover roughly 94% of Americans, reducing the rolls of the uninsured by 21 million by 2019. That new cost estimate is good news for Democrats, since it means that Finance Committee Chair Max Baucus can call his committee together for a final vote on the legislation, paving the way for a vote in the full Senate. The president is meeting again this afternoon with his national security team to continue the review of the U.S. strategy in Afghanistan, NPR's Maura Liasson reports.
The president has made it clear he's not planning to withdraw the 68,000 troops that will be in Afghanistan by year's end. But his generals have asked him to commit even more troops in order to pursue a broad counterinsurgency strategy. Other officials think a more narrowly focused counterterrorism strategy would make more sense. President Obama is trying to answer some threshold questions. Where is the best place to pursue al-Qaeda? What would happen to al-Qaeda if the Taliban were to come back to power in Afghanistan? And above all, how many troops are necessary to pursue a mission that the president says hasn't changed, to dismantle, disrupt, and defeat al-Qaeda? A new Associated Press poll shows only 40% of Americans support the war effort, and that many more Republicans than Democrats are in favor of sending in more troops. Maura Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Earthquake survivors on Indonesia's Sumatra Island complain they have not yet received aid nearly a week after two earthquakes hit there. More than 700 people are known dead, while the Saikatau filed this report.
It's a slow process, but since heavy machinery is being used in other parts of the city, these residents next to a main road are trying to pick through what's left of their businesses.
People are essentially collecting jeans, cell phones, metal, and whatever they can find here so that they could essentially salvage what they can. One man is carrying a mattress. This woman is carrying a pair of jeans still with the tags on it. And another woman has some kind of a bag.
Villagers in remote hilly terrain and city residents in Padang say emergency aid is slow coming or not received at all. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Padang, Western Sumatra.
The administration's plan to shut down the prison at Guantanamo Bay has cleared a major hurdle in the Congress. Congressional negotiators today unveiled a compromise they say would allow prisoners housed at the facility in Cuba to be transferred to the U.S. to face trial. Detainees could not be released into the U.S., however, they could serve prison sentences in the U.S. On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 5 points today. This is NPR. The CEO of General Motors says the company's market share was up slightly for the 3 months ending in September, though he noted it is still below levels of a year ago. Fritz Henderson says GM controlled roughly 11.9% of the global vehicle market during the third quarter, up 0.3% from the previous quarter, but below last year's 12.4% rate. Henderson blames the decline on falling sales in the U.S. and Canada. GM was forced to enter bankruptcy earlier this year, and since emerging has been streamlining its operations and closing down dealerships. Italy's top court today ruled a law giving Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi immunity from prosecution is unconstitutional. That ruling is likely to unleash turmoil in the Italian political world. More from NPR's Sylvia Pagioli in Rome.
The ruling was 9-6 and cannot be appealed. It said immunity requires the lengthy process of a constitutional amendment, not a simple bill passed by Parliament. It also cited the constitutional article of equality of all citizens under the law. There are at least three cases pending against Berlusconi, which will now be unfrozen. The most serious is the charge that Berlusconi bribed a British lawyer to the tune of $600,000 in exchange for his false testimony in two other corruption cases. Lawyer David Mills was found guilty of having been corrupted by Berlusconi and sentenced to 4.5 years in prison. He is appealing. Berlusconi's spokesman said the government will not step down and will finish its term. Earlier, key Berlusconi ally Umberto Bossi vowed that in the case of a negative ruling, the government will bring masses of supporters into the streets. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Crude oil fell $1.31 a barrel in New York today. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.